Hey, what's up, everyone? Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Living Your Best Life with me, Coach Adamir. I'm definitely looking forward to today's episode. If you're not familiar with HIIT training, today will help clear that up, and hopefully you can give it a try in your workout routine. Listen, I'm a firm believer that your body needs to go through different training cycles and different training modalities in order for you to see any change in progress. I'm sure we're all familiar with the idea of hitting a plateau, so we're aware that when that happens, we need to mix it up, right? Our bodies have adjusted to whatever we're giving it, whatever we're throwing at it, so we need to mix it up, all right? Whether it's mixing up your nutritional habits, you know, meal prepping, cutting out sugar, cutting out carbs, whatever it may be, you're shocking your body and throwing something new at it, right? It can also be in your training program. Maybe you're doing a lot of weight training, maybe you're doing a lot of cardio. It's time to mix it up as soon as your body adapts to that, right? And that's what we need to do. We need to throw different things at the body so that it can start to adapt and we can start to see that progress and change that we're looking for. And one of the best ways to do that is by changing your workout program. I'd say maybe every 4 to 6 weeks. That's what I do with my clients and that's what I do with my own training. So 4 to 6 weeks, that's about a month, month and a half, gives you a good time to go through your training program and then mix it up, all right? Funnily enough though, I'm actually in my HIIT cycle, which is fortuitous, I guess. Maybe I planned this episode on purpose, I don't know. but right now I'm more focused on lowering my body fat, so HIIT training is the way to go for me. I'm less focused on muscle growth, because that'll come later on when I get back to that. But right now, because I want to drop my body fat, I'm going to focus on HIIT training. Okay, so today I'm going to explain why it's better if you have goals of lowering your body weight rather than building muscle mass. All right, so first off, what is HIIT? It stands for High Intensity Interval Training. So if you hear me say HIIT training throughout this episode, you can go ahead and laugh because I'm basically saying training twice. High Intensity Interval Training. What that is, they're short bursts of exercise with even shorter recovery periods. That's the original model for that. You can always adjust your recovery periods and exercise periods, right? But it's the most efficient way to exercise because you're gonna get the most done in the least amount of time. All right, you're gonna produce health benefits that are similar to twice as much moderate training, moderate intensity exercise. All right, so if you're training for 30 minutes in a HIIT program, you're going to get the same results as if you were to do 60 minutes in a traditional strength training program. All right, and a lot of these activities can vary, but they mostly include sprinting, biking, jumping rope, or really any other form of body weight movement. Those are going to be the best and most effective ways and probably the easiest to perform if you don't have a lot of equipment. Okay, I really think HIIT training is beneficial, not only because of the type of exercise it is, but because it can really be done almost anywhere with little to no equipment. Okay, so as an example workout, this one, no equipment, right? You can do bodyweight squats, push-ups, squat jumps, and then a plank. All right, so each of those exercises you can do for 30 seconds and you rest for 15. So you do bodyweight squats for 30, rest for 15, push-ups for 30, rest for 15, jump squats for 30, rest for 15, and then a plank for 30 seconds. And then after you're done with the set, you can rest for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Okay, and I'd say you do that for 3 to 4 rounds, maybe 5 if you're brave, or if you're anything like me. No, I'm just kidding. I do like 4 right now. Maybe I'll do 5 towards the end of the month. Check back in with me. but what this will do is it will increase your heart rate and keep it at a high rate, which will burn the most calories because your heart is continuously working, right? It's better than being at a steady state. So 40 minutes of walking or jogging on a treadmill, your heart rate is going to get to a certain level and it's going to stay there because it doesn't need to work any harder. But because we're doing HIIT, when we do those intervals, we do 30 seconds of intense work and then we rest. So that allows our heart rate to drop, but then we get right back into a work period. So then we're making that heart go up and down, up and down. So we're using more energy, all right? And your work and recovery periods are gonna vary based on your goals. So if you're not familiar or if you're not ready for long work periods when you start, do shorter work periods, longer recovery periods. And then when you feel a little more comfortable, flip that. Okay, that's when you'll start to see the progress as well, and that's when you'll start to burn a lot more calories. Okay? All right, so thanks, Coach. We know what HIIT is. We know how to do it, kind of, but what's it going to do for me? Benefits, you guys, there's a ton. Okay, it's not just weight loss. There's going to be other benefits that you may not know of. So hopefully after this, you'll know a little bit more and you'll want to add HIIT programs to your training. Okay, first things first, as I've said before, and you heard it, you're going to burn more calories. Right? There's one study that compared the calories burned during 30 minutes of HIIT. Researchers found that they burned 25 to 30% more calories than traditional forms of exercise in 30 minutes. All right, so that's a HIIT interval of 20 seconds of work and 40 seconds of rest. So that's perfect for beginners, right? And if you're the type of person that, you know, it's difficult for you to get in a training session or some exercise during the week, we can all find 30 minutes of time to do a quick workout, right? I know it's hard to block out an hour sometimes. A half hour is a lot easier. So if you can burn 30% more calories in half the time, I definitely think it's ideal for those who don't have much time in their otherwise busy schedule. Okay, so think about that. If you don't need to do an hour and you can find 30 minutes to work out, make sure it's a HIIT program. You're gonna get a lot more in less time, okay? Second thing, your metabolic rate is gonna be higher for hours after you're done exercising. All right, what this is called is EPOC, E-P-O-C. It's excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. So after you're done with a HIIT session, your body actually continues to burn calories for about 36 hours after the workout is completed. And you burn about 150 to 200 calories. So even when you're done, if you've burned 600 to 800 calories during your workout, you're going to burn an additional 200. So maybe 1,000 calories a day just by doing HIIT training. Three times a week, that adds up, all right? It doesn't seem like a lot when we say 200 calories burned, but that's 200 calories burned doing nothing, basically, okay? There's several studies that demonstrate HIIT's impressive ability to increase your metabolic rate for hours after exercise. Okay, so this isn't just, you know, it feels good and we've seen it work, but there's studies behind it that show that your body continues to work after that. There's muscle repair, right? Your heart needs to continue to pump oxygenated blood to those muscles, so that burns calories, that requires energy. The other thing that you're gonna notice is with HIIT training, there I go saying it again, with HIIT workouts, what that's gonna do is it's gonna shift your body's energy consumption. So instead of getting its energy supply from carbohydrates, it's gonna get it from fat, all right? So HIIT can help you lose body fat. There's one study that looked at 13 experiments and 424 adults who were overweight or obese. And what they saw is a huge reduction in body fat and also in waist circumference. Now listen, anyone who's overweight or obese and does any form of exercise is gonna lose weight. I get that, okay? But the difference with this study is that they only saw a reduction in body fat. And most people are looking for weight loss. And when they lose body fat, you see a tremendous amount of weight loss. With traditional forms of exercise, like strength training or anything like that, you're gonna actually see more of a fluctuation in your body weight, because as you're strength training, you're also increasing your muscle mass. So you may maintain the same weight, you may gain weight. So if you're really looking at the scale and you're trying to just lose weight, HIIT is what's going to help you do that, because you're going to lose body fat. Okay, it's definitely more effective for burning fat than it is at building muscle. Right, you're definitely going to strengthen your muscles, and you'll probably see that tone, lean look that most people look for. But size wise, you're not going to have to worry about that. Okay, yes, you may gain muscle using HIIT, but you're not going to increase your size in such a dramatic fashion, okay? Because based on the types of exercises, most of the muscle mass is going to begin in your legs and in your trunk, your core, right? Because a lot of it is working your legs, you know, metabolic work, you're jumping, you're squatting, maybe you're lunging, a lot of core work. So a lot of that strength is going to come in your legs and your core. And then if you're already less active to begin with, then you'll definitely see an increase in muscle mass. Okay, so if you're already active, if you're already training, and then you start a HIIT program, you're probably not going to see an increase in muscle mass. You're more likely to see a reduction of body fat. All right, so based on your goals, that's how you determine if you're going to do HIIT or traditional strength training. Okay, at the end of the day, weight training is the best option for gaining muscle mass, but high intensity intervals could support a small amount of muscle growth. Okay, so if you're just looking to get a little bit stronger here and there, HIIT's probably the way to go. If you're afraid of getting all big and bulky, which I hear a lot of clients tell me, then HIIT's probably the way to go, okay? If you are an endurance athlete, or if you like to run on the weekends, or if you like to sign up for half marathons or 5Ks or things like that, Spartan runs, HIIT can improve your oxygen consumption. And what oxygen consumption is, it's your muscles' ability to use oxygen. All right, so when we train for oxygen consumption, we typically go with endurance training. And what that is long sessions of continuous running, cycling, swimming, whatever it may be, at a steady rate. So you heard me mention it earlier, jogging or walking on the treadmill for 45 minutes to an hour, that's basically what endurance training would be, okay? But what they've noticed in these studies is that HIIT can actually produce the same amount of benefits in a shorter amount of time, literally half the amount of time. All right, one study found that participants who performed 20-minute HIIT workouts 4 days a week improved their oxygen consumption by 9%. All right, that's an almost identical improvement to the other group who actually cycled for 40 minutes a day, 4 days a week. So again, twice the amount of work, same amount of improvement. That's pretty sweet. I mean, I'd rather do 20-minute workout than sit on the bike for 40 minutes. That sounds awful. If you're like me, that sounds awful. And again, that's 120 minutes per week of traditional exercise versus 60 minutes of HIIT per week, all right? And then if you're not so concerned with your body weight, if you know, you're just trying to be healthy, trying to lower your blood pressure, HIIT's the way to go, all right? You can reduce your heart rate and your blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, if you have a high resting heart rate, you can lower it just by adding HIIT 2 to 3 times a week, all right? There's a large amount of research that indicates blood pressure is reduced, especially in people who are overweight or obese. All right, there's one study that found that 8 weeks of HIIT on a stationary bike decreased blood pressure as much as traditional continuous endurance training. So again, we go back to that. You're getting the same amount of, you're getting the same results in a lesser amount of training. Right, so I know a lot of people don't necessarily like to train or work out, right? So if you can get the same benefits in half the time doing something you already don't like to do, that's going to make things a lot easier. It's going to make it a lot easier to go do it, all right? The endurance training group was training 4 days a week, 30 minutes a day. The HIIT group was 3 days a week, 20 minutes a day. It's an hour a week. I think we can all manage that. Definitely a lot of benefits. And if we can't make 20 minutes to lower our blood pressure, lower our heart rate, lower our body fat, increase our oxygen, we gotta prioritize our time better, right? We gotta take care of our bodies. So 20 minutes a day, you guys, 3 days a week, an hour a week, it's all we're looking for here. And if you have issues with blood sugar, there's a summary of 50 studies that found that HIIT not only reduces blood sugar, but also improves insulin resistance more than traditional exercise. Okay, so if you're at risk for type 2 diabetes or you just don't want to get near that. High intensity exercise is particularly beneficial for that.
So now that we know all the many benefits,
how can I add HIIT to my workouts? First, pick something that you're familiar with at a low intensity. So if you're familiar with running, but you haven't ran or jogged lately, start with jogging or walking, right? If you've been squatting with dumbbells, kettlebells, barbell, whatever that may be, take away the weight and do body weight. All right, so again, pick something you're familiar with just at a lower intensity. You already know how to squat, but you may not be able to squat for 30 seconds with an external load. So start with body weight, increase from there, okay? If you have any joint pain, if you have any pain in your knees, ankles, lower back, try not running. Okay, maybe some cycling, maybe swimming. If you have a VersaClimber, try that. And if you don't have a VersaClimber, you're very lucky. Don't try it. But do something that your body can handle, right? Don't make it so difficult for yourself that you don't want to do it or that you can't do it for 30 seconds. All right. And then if you're just starting out, take longer rest periods to start. Earlier, I mentioned a 20-minute work, 40-second recovery. That's perfect. All right. You double your work time and then you get right back to it. Because what's going to happen is you want to maintain sufficient intensity throughout the entire workout, right? You don't want to drop off towards the end. You want to be able to maintain that for those work periods, all right? And those work periods, keep them under 30 to 40 seconds. After 30 or 40, it gets really hard, okay? So you want to be able to stay at a high intensity for the entire time of your work period. You don't want to go hard for 15, 20 seconds and then start to drop off for the next 15, 20 seconds. All right, you want to maintain the intensity the entire time you're working so that you're maximizing all the work. Okay, and then start with just a few cycles per week. Twice a week, maybe 20, 30 minutes at a time. All right, it's very demanding. It's very taxing on your cardiovascular system. You're going to be out of breath. You're going to be very, very tired afterwards. Okay, you're going to feel exhausted when you're done. So twice a week to start, maybe three times. But make sure you're giving yourself adequate recovery between sessions. And then just a couple examples, you guys. If you're going to do something for a HIIT, if you're going to start something, you can do a stationary bike. If you're on there 15, 20 minutes, I'd say sprint on a bike. So pedal as hard and as fast as you can for about 30 seconds and then slow it down for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Basically, let your heart rate slow down and let your breath come back to almost normal, right? Where you're comfortable to get back into a 30-second sprint. Okay, so let that heart rate come down, let your body feel recovered, and then you can get back into a sprint. You do that for about 20 minutes, maybe even 30 minutes, I promise you're gonna get a hell of a workout, all right? And if you like to run, I know a lot of people like to run. Audrey likes to run. She runs the Rose Bowl Loop around here. It's about 3.5 miles. So what I tell her to get the most out of it, sprint for about 15, 20 second intervals, 30 seconds even if you can, and then rest for 2 minutes, walk, jog, right? Again, let that heart rate come down, let your breath get back to normal, and then get back to it. You do that for 3.5 miles, and it takes you about maybe 30 minutes to do all that, you're gonna get a lot of intervals done, and you're gonna get a lot of calories burned, all right? And if you don't like to run, if cardio is not your bag, which kind of like me, I'm not a huge fan of running or anything like that, maybe you can do squat jumps, right? Like I mentioned earlier, you can do squat jumps for 30 to 45 seconds and then rest for a minute and repeat that for about 20, 30 minutes. If you just want to do that, squat jumps will definitely get your heart rate going and burn some calories. But if you get bored with that, I can imagine you would, just doing one exercise for 20 minutes, mix it up, right? Add a plank in there, maybe sit-ups, push-ups, anything that's body weight and that you can manage for 30 seconds. Get some work in, 20, 30 minutes. You can do it at home. You can do it in your office, right? If you work from home. HIIT just makes exercise a lot more beneficial, a lot more effective. And I'd say maybe a little more fun even, because You know, you're doing things quickly, you're moving a little more quickly. And I know that when you're weight training and that goes a little slower, that can get kind of boring. So add HIIT workouts to invigorate your workouts and to give you a little more excitement when you're doing the workouts. All right? Hey, thanks again, you guys, for listening. I really hope this helps in your next workout. So give them a try, right? And if you have any questions, please let me know. It can get confusing at times because you don't know how long you should work and how long you should rest. Listen to your body. Do what works for you. Don't get hurt. And do what you're capable of, right? So if you have any questions, like I said, please feel free to reach out to me. If you haven't already, just follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. It's at Coach Ademir. You can message me with any questions. You can also email me. My email is on my Instagram site. So you can just copy paste ademir.mineros@amfitnessnutrition.com. Just reach out to me there, okay? And last thing, you guys, if you haven't, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Review it as well. That'll kind of give me an idea if you guys even like this or if there's any other content that you guys would like to hear. So stay tuned for next week. It's going to be our... Oh, we're in our nutrition week. No, we're not. We're in our motivation week. Hell yeah. Cool. So I look forward to that. I look forward to encouraging you, motivating you, inspiring you in any way that I can. If you're going to try a HIIT workout this week, reach out to me. Let me know how it goes. There's a couple on my Instagram right now that you can see and you can give them a try. So comment on there, share it with your friends, tag a friend, and just let me know how it goes. Okay. As always, you guys have a great week and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.